Hey everyone, this is Stuart Crawford. Welcome to another episode of From the Driver's Seat. We do a daily vlog here to help managed service providers with some cool information about how to market their MSP business, make it more successful, and get your phone to ring. Today we're going to talk about shock boxes and shock and awe boxes. Something like this. If you do not have a box with cool stuff that you're sending to prospects, you're missing out on your first opportunity to create something that's going to wow the socks off them. So what are you putting in your shock and awe box? What's the purpose of it first before we even get started with that? Purpose of a shock and awe box, I look at it, I call it a wow box. Other people call it a shock and awe box. Is the purpose of it is to send out something before they even meet with you. And if you follow our 17-step sales process that's on our ulistic.com website, you'll find that step number 3 or 4 is to send them your marketing kit or your wow box or your shock and awe box, whatever you want to call it. Get it to them before you meet with them. Get it, send it out by courier, send it out by postage carrier, whatever. Get it there as quickly as you can. The whole goal of it is to wow them before they even have a chance, or before your competitors even have a chance to make that first impression. So what do we put in at Ulistic? So we send out our wow box to everyone that qualifies as a prospect. So after I have my first phone call and conversation with them, I'm sending out this box to them and giving them some information. We have our high quality leather logo paper thingy, whatever you call these things, notepads. I also throw in some cool books that I like to read, like They Ask You Answer. I give a little bit about myself by throwing in a book about barbecue. Has nothing to do with technology, nothing to do with marketing. I just like barbecue, folks, and I put it in there. You get the usual stuff like some pens, couple of business cards, with Missy and my name on it, just like so. And then last, and maybe not as important as everything else, is just some sales sheets about your services that you do. And that's it. Your box is empty. So yeah, this is, keep it short. Shock and awe boxes are awesome ways to make that great first impression before you even meet with a prospect. Get it out the door as soon as you can. I would even recommend having it arrive an hour or two right after you get the phone call. Bike couriers, mail couriers, hot shot couriers are all relatively inexpensive when it comes to the cost of making a great first impression. So there you go, folks. There's today's From the Driver's Seat. If you like what you're seeing, leave a comment below. If you don't like what you're seeing, still leave a comment below, and we'll figure out ways to give you guys some good quality content here. My name is Stuart Crawford with Ulistic, ulistic.com, or 863-451-3088.